for the small group, I was thinking what they'd most like to ask you if, you know, if they were here in person. Mm-hmm. And I think just something like when you tune into what's really happening, which most of them are quite aware of, there's an energy that goes with it, which is quite dark. And it's not as strong as what we are, but it's easy to get lost in it. And that's why some of these people, to be spiritual, want to be oblivious of any negative things going on. So what do you do to keep the balance and able to be aware, strategically aware of what's around you so you don't get blindsided by developments and at the same time not have your base there?
Okay. First thing you do, you pay close attention to your physical response to any meme that you're getting, any email. You especially, you must turn off mainstream news. You absolutely must. There's no CNN, no NBC, no MSNBC, no Fox, nothing. Maybe a little Tucker Carlson. He's got some good sarcasm.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't listen to any of that. The late night shows, it just has to go. Mainstream news, New York Times, Washington Post, don't even look at it. Epic Times, that's really good.
Yeah.
We have one that is amusing as anything to me, the Fort Fairfield Journal.
Huh.
Look it up. The Fort Fairfield Journal up in northern Maine. Dave Duchesne runs this thing. He does his research. You can get it as a hard copy, you know, an actual newspaper that
comes
and can't be censored, but also online. Dave won't take any credit cards. You can pay him in silver or a personal check.
Is Fort spelled out?
F-O-R-T, yes.
Okay.
Fort
Journal, journal.com.
Yeah, and then there's also Dave's Paper. Dave'sPaper.com. He's another journalist, and I believe that he has all of his servers and everything in Russia so that they cannot shut him down here. And he's a great guy.
Russia's a lot freer country than America at the moment.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's very interesting. So I would say you want to be very, very, very discerning about what you watch. I watch no violence on television. You know, I've gotten into the Hallmark Channel. I like the good stories. There's some great stuff on Netflix. I'm just very, like, I did 14 seasons of Heartland, filmed in Alberta. It's all about the horse whisperer. I learned about trick riding and bronc busting and loved it. It's just a beautiful program.
So it's possible to sift out the insane parts from the
always. Right. Always. You just do it immediately, like, nope. So what I do my whole day is, that doesn't apply to me. That doesn't apply to me. That doesn't apply to me.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're taking responsibility for what you're manifesting in the world, basically.
Yes. Yes. And the other thing I did in the past year and a half is I really started to play my harp more and tuned it to 432 hertz. The A is 432. The concert A was changed by the Nazis, by the way, to 440. So that's the concert A all over the world. Apparently, the French held out a long time and then basically folded. So you listen to music that's 432 hertz. The solfeggio tones were banned by the Vatican, and those bring you directly to God and your spirituality.
So again, what specifically is banned by the Vatican so people understand that?
Solfeggio, it's called solfeggio tones. That's they literally told you couldn't sing in that range.
Okay, and what's a solfeggio tone? The layman.
It is a tone that is in alignment with your human resonance as a spiritual being. There's way more stuff on this. I can't remember the guy's name, but he's in Canada. It's a beautiful, beautiful work. He literally has instruments and sound things that one can use to use those frequencies. We also have healers in Maine who are using frequency to heal people with whatever this thing is that starts with a C.
Yeah, and often at any distance too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when they changed, you said it was the Vatican that changed the pitch of A?
I don't know if the Vatican changed that.
Or was it they somebody else?
The tones. I know the Nazis changed it to
the Nazis, I'm sorry.
So that you're a little off. You know, the music's beautiful, but it's like the floor tilts a little. So it feels kind of off.
So they're changing the pitch of one note in the scale?
Well, they're changing the pitch of every note in relationship to the A. So you go to a concert and you hear the first violinist play the A, and then everyone tunes to that A.
So that A is slightly high or low compared to what it should be?
Slightly higher at 440.
Okay.
Before 432. There's all of these different frequencies.
But it's not enough to hear the difference, right?
No, you can't hear it. You can feel it. Also, records on a turntable.
You're right.
The sound is a sine wave this way. Your body responds to that as opposed to digital, which is this.
Wow.
So that has a adverse effect on your immunity and so on.
So it's a built-in problem with CDs.
That's right. That's right.
Is there anything you can do about that?
There are increasingly, you'll find even things on Spotify where it says 432 hertz.
As a file. And if you put that file digitally at 432 onto a CD, would it still have the bad problem that you're just describing?
I don't think it would. But I want to do more research on this because I've heard that there are converters. I have a friend in Camden, Drew Darling, has an amazing weekly radio show called Radio Adagio. So check it out. Okay. Radio Adagio. And he just does the most gorgeous compilations of music, and there's always a theme, and it's just beautiful. 1 hour every week. And Drew and I are trying to figure out how can he take all of that gorgeous music that he finds, puts together and mixes, but how can he make it all with an A of 432?
He's got some kind of converter technology or something.
He's going to look at it. Right now, he's got the technology to make sure that all the music he's playing is, well, you know how you're listening to a Spotify playlist and suddenly one will be way louder than the other.
Yeah, yeah,
because
sure.
it's not mixed properly by a sound engineer. At least Drew can do that. But check out Radio Adagio. It's very, very healing. Wonderful stuff.
Wow, that's really valuable to know. And a lot of those materials on the show that you were saying that new doctors need access to, many of them are not even what would be considered medical. They could be in the music field or, you know, make sure you have a network of organic farms and, you know, exercise teaching and all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here in Maine. Luckily, we have a very well-organized group of organic farms called MAFA, Maine Organic Farmers and Growers. And here's what I want people to know. That was started by one guy, Russ Libby. And I knew Russ. He's now deceased. Uh-huh. Russ just went around and visited farmers. He didn't care if you were using fertilizer. He didn't care. He just got all the farmers connected. And Maine geographically is like that because it doesn't have that many people. It covers a long distance, but people tend to know each other.
Yeah, exactly.
He just traveled around and met everybody and got them all together. And MAFGA is the result, Maine Organic Farmers and Growers.
How did it change from all the farmers, including the chemical ones, to just organic?
I think that he just showed them the difference and how it was more profitable. And then we started to become a state known for its foodie culture, its farm-to-table restaurants. So then we got all these young chefs who wanted their own restaurants, and they got to know the farmers. And so it just sort of organically developed. And that's what I want people to know. That organically, this life wants to grow. It wants to connect, like the hyphae of fungus underneath the earth in the ground, which is basically the real internet. That's how trees
talk. Yeah, total network all over the earth, right?
That's it. So we have the same thing. And when someone's doing something good, then the right resources tend to show up. Like right now, we know that at the community barn where we have our events, where they won't shut us down for not wearing masks and all that,
right?
There's a guy who has an ambulance in his yard when you drive by. So we're just going to stop and we're going to say, hey, what are you doing with the ambulance?
Right.
You know, it's like that when you just find out, it's like word of mouth.
And you need some alternate place for him to take you instead of the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what we're hoping? We've got a couple of guys who are medics in the Army.
Yeah.
And so they know how to do the basic first aid. So all we need is some oxygen, some sutures. We need a few little IVs. Now, obviously, if you need a bone setter and you need a trauma surgeon. So
right. And maybe a building.
We're not going to do that. But
it can evolve into all that stuff.
Yeah. And I'm talking with doctors all over the United States now. We get together and we're talking about, okay, how do we, in the near term, take care of our people while, as you say, this new earth is sprouting, because it is sprouting. And I just talked to a woman today and she said, we think we've found a hospital we can buy.
Wow. So,
yeah, it's going to happen.
And you need a new money system too. Don't forget to make that too.
That's for sure, because we're all debt slaves. And I'm very interested in natural law.
Yeah.
And, House of Marcus, what is it called? Oh, there's all kinds of stuff now on, forming PMAs, private membership associations,
Right. Changing
your status, getting your birth certificate and changing your status to living being on the land.
Right.
That's very exciting, because then you realize, wait a minute, our rights were given to us by God.
Exactly.
They're not given to you by a government or a licensing board. They're God.
No, and God doesn't declare emergencies and suspend them.
No. So that's what's rising. And it's really very exciting. My friend Jason Shurka just launched a new social media platform, Unified, UNIFYD.com. I'm going to join today. Already there are groups on there doing natural law, doing organic farming, doing permaculture, anything of that nature. I mean, that's where we're going. And
UNIFYD.com.
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jason Shurka. He also founded the Academy of Divine Knowledge. And he's a young man who's
that
just
sounds very useful.
It's very useful. Yep. And he's just a lovely person. I met his parents. We had a Shabbat dinner. And they're just very, very skilled, very loving people.
Wow.
And that's what we need.
Did you find any reliable source of information on this law stuff that you're talking about, reclaiming your status? And because there are so many people teaching that, and a lot of them have it a little bit off. And
yeah, they do.
Even in the area where they're right, you just have this detail where you end up in jail, and it's not as convenient.
But, I'm looking right now because I know the guy. It's Robert Michael. He's the one who's got it. Actually, if you go to Robert Michael on Instagram, you'll be able to see his lectures. He's got it absolutely right. But okay. I'm trying to.
So he's not on YouTube or any platform, not right?
Oh, wait. Now here's his. Okay. Here's the one that you need. PrivateEstateTrust.org.
Okay.
Private Estate Trust.
I'm using one of those old-fashioned pens to write.
Yeah. PrivateEstateTrust.org.
.org. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's super important to have somebody who's a source where they've got the details correct, and you're not going to be fighting in court the whole time and stuff.
No, because you're never going to want to go to court. If you do go to court, you want someone like Robert standing beside you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay,
and he's absolutely inspiring. You can feel like he's just come direct from God. It's beautiful, beautiful work.
There's so much that we need to learn starting immediately. For this new real knowledge base that's connected to practical reality.
Yes, but that's what we're doing. And, there's more than you can possibly deal with, right?
I know.
So I'm looking around, at all of my books and all of my life, all before. And it's like you realize, well, I'll keep the books because they're trying to change those. And, it's like book burning.
Exactly.
But in general, it's a whole new playing field. But I think, because it's so innate, we're going to know that this feels right. Like when I heard, wait a minute, your rights are given to you by God.
Yeah.
Not, and then you read the Constitution. You know, certain inalienable rights granted to you by the Creator.
Wow. I think if people just understood that you can't have an emergency that suspends those.
That's it.
If that were grasped, that's bigger than realizing the PCR test is fake.
It's way bigger. Nothing over suspends the Constitution.
And even if everyone was dying and it was a 90% death rate virus, they can't tell you that you have to stay in your house.
No, no. And that's Sheriff Mack. You know, I love Sheriff Mack's summary of the Constitution. Ready? Here it is. One, don't hurt me. Number two, don't take my stuff.
That's a good summary. Yeah.
Isn't that good?
We need summaries that are accurate, you know, and concise like that. It's true. We've had him numerous times on our show too.
Oh,
and
good.
What I've asked him, and I'm hoping that he's getting more clarity on is, all right, if the government can't do this stuff because of the constitutional limitations, what if they have the corporations do it by proxy and then claim that they're all private companies and nothing can be done?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
But here's what I do know. This, now we're back to how powerful we are.
Yeah.
When enough of us rise up. I mean, what just happened to Southwest Airlines? 2,000 flights, boom, canceled.
That was beautiful. Yeah.
Next day, the guy, the president comes up and, oh, I guess we won't be.
We made a little mistake. We didn't mean that. You know?
Yeah, we didn't mean that. And I think United did the same. No, Delta. Delta did the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to see. The whole, I feel it. The whole house of cards is going to come tumbling down here.
A lot of those mid-level bosses are not immoral per se. They're more amoral.
Yeah.
So if you make it more profitable to do something different, they'll just change.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. Right. I don't know about the doctors. I'm extraordinarily disappointed in my profession. I mean, they're sitting there, OBGYNs, exhorting their pregnant women to please get this shot.
I know. Well, what do you think they're thinking? How aware are they that they're killing their patients?
They're not aware at all. They couldn't be. They couldn't be aware at all. They really believe that they are doing the right thing.
Okay.
However, in Nuremberg, you know, when they said I was just following orders,
that didn't work. Yeah. Well, it didn't work for the ones they publicly executed. It worked for the ones that they hired to go to the U.S. covertly in Operation Paperclip. Right.
That is correct. That is correct. See, this is the thing. When the vast majority of people wake up and realize what has been done to them, they're going to be chasing these fools.
They might be upset about it.
With pitchforks and AK-47s.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just going to, because the average guy, it's like I listened to a father whose son died of cardiomyopathy right after getting the shot. This beautiful young Hispanic athlete. And
wow.
The father's so innocent. And he says, well, you know, they just said that this was a good thing and I didn't want my son to get sick. And next thing you know, his son is dead. Then he does his research and he's so angry. Like, how could this be happening? I did everything right. I followed the rules. I did what my doctor told me. And now my only son is dead.
We were trained to believe in authority.
Yeah.
You know, and doctors, you know, I apologize for keeping you. I know you have to go, but this is just really important stuff, I think, right at the foundation of everything. And doctors and scientists have been weaned away from real science, which said question everything. And now instead of that, they memorize everything.
Well, this was the creeping of all of the medical schools now being funded by Big Pharma. All of the grants. If you read Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s latest book about Fauci, then you will see that Fauci personally was giving all these grants to all the major medical centers.
Right.
So if you didn't play along, you got no funding for anything.
Exactly.
I mean, for Baylor to tell the likes of Peter McCullough that he can no longer mention that he was a professor at Baylor. I mean, when they go after a McCullough, it's like, oh, buddy, whoa. It's just like, I can feel it. You have just made a deal with the devil and woe be to you. I would not want to be you, whoever said that to Peter McCullough. Wow.
And most of the research is now what you call outcome-based research, right?
That's right.
Yeah, here's the answer you have to get, and if you get it, we'll give you the money.
Yeah, evidence-based medicine is a crock. It should be experience-based medicine.
Yeah, what they mean is acceptable evidence-based medicine, not evidence that shows anything else.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Interesting situation.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's a fun time to be alive, and I'm glad I'm here.
It is. It's not boring at all.
No, it isn't.
Okay. Well, what'll happen is that when we're done with the broadcast of this, which is shortly, then we'll send you the links to share and post and things. Hopefully you can
absolutely
help us get by the sensors and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I will totally do that.
Does your healthcare group in Maine, the new one, have some way to follow them?
The only way to do it would be to join mainestandsup.org.
Do they take foreigners outside of Maine?
Not quite yet, because we're all in this. It's so organic. We're all in this signal group, and they have their own group. But soon they'll probably have their own thing. But we don't quite have it yet. And then I'm working with this whole national group. Like, we've got Eric Napudi and we've got Sherry Tenpenny and Gary Made, and we're all going to put together as soon as we can. The detox baths that people need. Oh, one thing I would say for your listeners, I want them to know about, and that's
Gene
Decode's, his website. Gene Decode has all these detox protocols for Morgellons and AI and all of it. And
what's that called again?
It's Gene Decode, but the website is blessedforservice.org. Blessedforservice.org.
The number four or the word four?
The word four.
For service.
For service.org. Everyone's going to want access to these protocols because he has figured it out.
Wow. Those protocols, like for people who are wondering what to do after they got the shot and stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes, he's got one specifically for that. And then all the rest of us have AI fibers and Morgellons, and we've got spike proteins just from being around.
Exactly.
You know, so there's all kinds of cleanses. And
what are we breathing out of the chemtrail residue? And
yeah,
stuff
exactly.
Like
exactly. So I love his stuff. He is, that man is magic. He's really something else.
What's his name?
Gene Decode, D-E-C-O-D-E, because he decodes all the deep underground military bases. And he's been at this for 30 years.
One of the real challenges is there's so many things that you get interested in.
I know.
And fitting them in 24-hour days is a real challenge.
Isn't that true? Like, I should be in bed every night by 10, but I'm in bed every night by midnight because I don't have to listen to one. But that's how it is with people like us.
Yeah.
We are born to do it. And, the gun went off and it said, go. And here we are.
I tried doing it without sleep and it didn't work.
No, you got to sleep. Yeah. I'm a big sleeper.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Good luck with the rest of your day. It was really nice to get to talk to you.
It was. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. See ya.